Eddie, do we have to credit West Ham tonight, or do you look at your own disappointments?
I always look at ourselves first, Chris. And yes, they, well, the execution of their free kicks was fantastic from our perspective. Even first half, I don't think we were at our very best tonight, although we did create a number of really good opportunities and could have scored more goals. Second half, we fell away from our levels, which is hugely disappointing. West Ham up theirs, and it was a difficult second half for us.
It looked like as soon as Matt Ritchie limped off, that's when things started to unravel slightly for you.
I still don't think first half we were particularly good. Yeah, Matt going off was a blow for us. He's you know, a key part of our side. But even so, even you know, the start of both halves was really disappointing. They had a chance within a few seconds, and I think the start of the second half just epitomised really for me that we weren't our normal selves with the ball today. For whatever reason, we were too many long balls, too many miscontrolled, too many touches from our players. And I think it's probably the first time this season I'd say we've dropped off our levels in possession. A little bit negative with our passing as well. So a lot to analyse, a lot to improve on.
It's a head scratch if you was the manager, because things have been going very much in the right direction.
No, I just felt if we were playing as we have done in our recent run, we would have won that game tonight. But yeah, every game's different, every game's difficult, and you can see the quality of their goals, the free kicks. You don't see that in the Championship, so that's really swung them the game, and that's hugely disappointing.
I guess key moments like Charlie Daniels slipping, which leads to the second goal, they turn matches.
Well, yeah, little events always turn matches, and you look back and you think, you know, where the goals came from. I didn't think we had to concede the free kicks for their goals in the first place. That's always something that we look at and we talk about. You know, you give good players a chance from 25 yards. Invariably, they hit the target, and I thought there were two fantastic finishes. Nothing our goalkeeper do with either. So that's a frustration.
I'm really searching for answers. Obviously, you've got quality, but they're new players coming on that have to settle into your system. How much does that change things as well?
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, Bennett was thrust into action tonight, and I thought he did very well. He was on the end of a couple of really good chances, so that's pleasing that he's in the right positions. Back him on another day to have taken both of those, but good signs for him. And yeah, difficult for Juan and Lewis, because at that moment in the game we had lost control of it. So you know, I think they showed glimpses, but they'll improve.
It looked like for Juan particularly, it was a pretty brisk learning curve in English football. There he was up and down, learning what it was about pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean that's the reality of English football, is it's cut and thrust and it's up and down. I think every time he got the ball in, you know, kept it for us, he did okay. The chance at the end, but I'm sure there's more to come.
Strong penalty appeals from your players when it seemed to hit Ogbonna on the hand. Did you have a view on that?
No, I didn't have a view.
Fair enough. What about going forward now? Obviously, you lost to West Ham tonight, but there's two big games, Norwich and Sunderland, coming up now, which you said before the game your players will be well aware of the significance of January. Does this place more emphasis on those two?
The next game's always the biggest one, and yeah, more importance falls whether we'd won, lost or drawn today. The next game is huge, so yeah, we move to Norwich. We're looking forward to it. We need to perform better than we did today, and that's the challenge we're going to lay down to the players.
There we are, so that'll help getting him on the goal trail, won't it? Because he's had a few pot shots this season without actually managing to find the net.
Yeah, it's pleasing for H. You know, he needs to, playing in a three in midfield, he needs goals to his game and assists, so delighted to see him score. And if we'd have got that second goal tonight, especially when we're on top in the first half, yeah, I thought we were going to go on and win the game comfortably, but unfortunately for us, we haven't.
Finally, what is the extent of Matt Ritchie's problem?
He got a dead leg. I don't think it's serious.